Good afternoon. I have not been with my mamas for this segment in a long, long time. And I just want to thank everyone that has begun listening or went back to previous episodes and checked me out, went on my page, saw the content. Anything that you saw that you liked, I just want to tell you from Angel L. The mom's heart's desire to heal. I truly do thank you. Welcome, 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 welcome. I always leave this disclaimer, a work in progress. Everything is not perfect now. Sometimes my sound won't be perfect. Sometimes my content won't be in order, but I'm here. I have a message. It's God sent. And, I want to put out all the information I have and, just let you share in my journey as a single mom. When I talk about the sound, I just want to say that I am so upset right now because the technical stuff I bought to record the podcast, I have lost some stuff in my house and I don't know where it is, and I am so annoyed. So, guys, bear with me because I'm back to recording how I used to, old school. But I knew that I needed to put out a recording because yesterday was March 27th, which was my birthday. Yeah! And today is March 28th. And before I look up, it's going to be the end of the month. And as promised, in January, I would provide an episode at least once a month. And I have decided today that I was going to do that episode. So like I said, this is Angel L on the Mom's Heart's Desire to Heal. And today's topic is, and I feel like I might have done this topic already, but I'm not sure. But either way, I still want to dig into it because it's important. And it's something that we all as moms continue to worry about. So the topic today is, how do your kids feel about being in a single parent home? Whoa. I think a lot of moms, when we think about that, we get so nervous, right? We want to think the worst, maybe. We want to think, what did I do? How did I get myself in this situation where I'm a single mom and I'm doing this on my own? How did I meet the wrong man? Why did I get out of my marriage? Like, there's just so many questions. And just like there are questions, there are so many points of views and there are so many routes that this could go, right? But at first, I want to start by applauding our single moms who make the best out of the situation and every day put their best foot forward to make sure that their children are not deprived, their children are not suffering the loss of the other parent in the home, and that they are still moving forward, trying to raise and grow healthy human beings. I mean, that's my goal. And so I'm going to talk about the stats first, and I'm going to share my story a little bit. Not too much, but just to let you know just how I feel my daughter has coped with it. So this is by the Boys and Girls Club. It's a newsletter that I found online. It says the United States leads the world with nearly 10 million single parent households. That is a lot, people. And 23% of children under the age of 18 live in a single parent home. So that's just 23%. So that's not a lot, and that's great. While each family situation is different, studies show that children raised in a single parent home tend to face many struggles than children from two parent homes. And as I was doing my research online, I started to find kind of like the same tone. And so, that became problematic to me. I think that there is a narrative out there that if you are a single parent, somehow your child is deprived, somehow you're not able to give them what they need educationally 100%. Somehow, You know, they don't know what a male, or if you're a father, they don't know what a female figure is in their lives and all these things. And I don't know, right? Because my daughter is still 6 years old. But what I will say is, and I'm going to give you the disadvantages that this newsletter talks about and my experience. What I will say is, it is tough sometimes, right? However, you know, I am a strong believer that everything that happens in life is meant to be. I think that I did, you know, my due diligence in trying to see if I could have not been in a single parent home and ultimately decided against it. I think that there are certain situations where your children would be better off in a single parent home versus being in that two parent home that eventually leads to their demise anyway. So you can have a two-parent home where the trauma within that home is causing detriment, and then you can have a single-parent home where you're fostering healthy habits, healthy values, and everything is going great for your child because you're able to provide that along with the supports around you. Because let's be clear, just because you're in a single-parent home doesn't mean that you don't have a man in your life. Doesn't mean that your family is not present, and doesn't mean that you don't have a small mom village that's assisting you with the things that you need assistance with. So, with that said, for my daughter, I feel like she's full. I feel like she's full of love. I feel like I have not initiated, but orchestrated a scenario where no matter what I'm going through with the other parent, or no matter what's being placed on me with the other parent, I have always had the main goal, and the main goal is to be in the best interest of the child. Whether the other parent is providing finances, whether the other parent is providing, you know, crazy behavior, whether the, and that's just something that I set out because I had a father in my life that was pretty consistent and healthy, but it doesn't mean that that works for everybody. Some women just feel like, no, this person is toxic and I don't want my kid around them, and I don't feel like my kid is going to be a thriving adult with this person around them, but that's your choice. For me, with my values and my systems, it was more important for me to still have that parent around. So I think the fact that my daughter's father is still around, it kind of, yes, when we go home at night, he's not there. There are times when he is not, you know, present, and I'm building on my own, you know, parenting. However, I think that the line of communication is there. I think that she doesn't feel unloved. She doesn't feel like she doesn't get the attention. She doesn't feel like if she does something that the other parent is not going to have a say so. You know, as a matter of fact, she cares if her father thinks that so is thinks something about her behavior. You know, if he feels that this behavior was not up to par, she feels it. She cries about it. So I do feel like she acknowledges that, yeah, he might not be with us, but you know, he's still someone that I want to display good behavior for. It's still somebody that I want to respect. And again, that is because that is the environment that I have set up that, you know, no matter what he does, he's still important. He's still your dad. He still is part of your creation. No matter what disrespect is going on with me or not going on with me, there needs to be a father-daughter respect, and there needs to be a father-daughter line of communication. And that works for me. Like I said, I'm not here to tell anyone how they run their lives, how they shouldn't run their lives, how, you know, because we have a lot of Instagram coaches that's running off, you know, telling people and mothers, this is how you should be, this is how you shouldn't be, this is what you should do. And if you're doing this, you're a crappy mom, and something's wrong with you, and you need to get over him. But to each his own. And I'm not here to, you know, facilitate co-parenting behaviors and what's right and what's, because everybody does what is in the best interest of their children, I hope, or what works for them. And so that's just my take on it in terms of how I feel like my daughter's doing. Is there always money available? Absolutely. I think if there were two parents in the same home, there would probably be more finances available. So yeah, sometimes I feel like I struggle in that area. I feel like she could get more in a thriving two-parent household. I feel like you know, sometimes she may need her mom and dad there on a daily basis. Because let's be clear, just because you're in a two-parent home, sometimes that doesn't mean that the other parent is always available. I've known people where their father and their mother was in the same home, and still and yet they felt like the other parent was absent. They didn't feel the attention was there. They didn't feel like they had them, you know, supporting them through life. You know, I happen to be blessed that even with my weird situation with my mom and dad growing up, and I think I talk about that in previous podcasts, that they still facilitated an environment where I got to interact with both of them in the same room on a consistent basis. You know, whatever was going on personally with them and, you know, him and his outside life, that's on him. But I knew within that home for us, I felt like I had a family, at least when I was younger. When I got older and I wisened up, I realized there was obviously certain crazy things going on, but my mother set a tone where he's your father and he deserves to be here. You know, everybody might not be able to do that, like I said. And I feel like my daughter's well-rounded. I feel like she's smart. She's inquisitive. She's respectful. She loves sports. She's kind. She's overwhelmingly kind. Like, she's giving. She's caring. She's thoughtful. She's an artist. You know, everything that I feel like I am working on, you know, because I can't speak for her father on what he's pouring into her, because I'm sure on his time, he's pouring what he needs to pour into her. But as far as I'm concerned, the things that I set out to pour into her, I feel like they are flourishing. And so that might not be, you know, the case for you with your children living in a single parent home. But I feel like for me, this is what I see going on within my home. So the newsletter talks about things, the disadvantage of a single parent home, like I said, like less money. Single parents often earn less money than two parents. You know, I know some single parents that make six figures, so who's to say, or more, and they've been supporting their children without the help of their fathers or child support for many, many, many years. So I can't say, you know, that that's the case, but this is what the studies say, and this was just from last year. This one was interesting. It says lack of quality time, help, and attention. Single parents often have to work multiple jobs to make ends meet, and therefore not always available to their children. These opposing schedules can create a lack of quality time spent together, can lead to the parent not being around when the child needs help, or cause the child to not receive much attention and to spend much time on their own. Again, this is figurative. I mean, for me, I have been unhealthy in terms of how much time I spend with my daughter. I barely want to get a sitter, because I want to be the one pouring into my daughter. I don't want family to be the vocal piece that speaks into my life. I've always felt like, no, I was going to be a present parent. And with that, I've suffered in my dating life. I've suffered, you know, in my self-care life. But that's the sacrifice that I chose to make as a mom, wherein why I chose to be a mom so much later in life, because I knew that I would not have been this kind of parent in my 20s and in my teens. You know, and no judgment to anyone that chose that route. But just for me, it is not a decision between my personal life and my daughter. She always comes first. It's God, you know, and then her. You know what I mean? So for me, I hear them. Again, I'm just telling you about my experiences, and you can tie in your experiences. The other thing they talked about was health and behavioral issues. Single parents often have to do a lot on their own, so issues can arise with their children's health and behavior since there's no extra support to help in the parenting. Children in single parent homes can often feel a sense of loss due to the fact that their parent is absent from their lives. These feelings can impact how the child behaves and even lead to issues like aggressive behavior. Now, I've heard this, you know, I've had friends talk to me about this, and I've even had professionals just kind of like discuss grades in school from children who are from single parent homes and those in two parent homes. And again, like I said, I'm reading off these studies, and you can fit in, you know, wherever you want to fit in your life. I'm uncertain about that. You know, has my daughter always been doing well in school? No. Has she been the best at behavior? not all the time, you know, we've had some hiccups along the way, but I wonder, because I don't know and I don't speak to people right now currently that are married couples that have children, if they feel like their children are in their best behavior because they have a husband in the home. I've never asked that question. And this is why I wanted to do this podcast episode, because it's like, I feel like it was something that I never even sat down to really think about, because when I had my daughter, I've been on go mode. You know, I've been on, hey, I'm parenting, I'm doing this thing, and I want to raise the best human being. So I've never thought, oh, if you don't stay in this relationship, this is the consequence. Her growing up to be a subpar human, or if you don't stay in this relationship, if you stay in this relationship, she'll be a thriving adult. I have never had those conversations within myself, so I'm uncertain, to be honest. And then it goes on to talk about future issues. Children of single parents are more likely to have issues that continue to affect their lives as they grow up, such as educational attainment, occupational status. While not always the case, growing up in a single parent home is associated with socioeconomic disadvantages for the child throughout their life. And I think I just talked about that. You know, I'm uncertain about that. I don't know how true that is. And, you know, like, I'm a work in progress, just like my daughter's a work in progress. We don't know, you know, what eventually may end up happening, you know, because of the fact that we're in a single parent home. You know, my dream is to eventually get married and have a partner that is in the home. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, I know that I am going to continue to pour what I can and what I think it's best, even through outside supports, because, you know, just because you are in a single parent home, like I said earlier, it doesn't mean that you don't have outside people pouring into your kids, supporting your doctors, your friends, your cousins, your sisters, your mom, your father, your, you know, all these things could play a part in how your child turns out. Now, this other article by MedicineNet talks about the positive effects. And the positive effects are stronger bonds if you're in a single parent home, experience interaction with an authentic community. The child gets to share responsibilities with that single parent, and maturity. And I think those are really strong and positive insights. And so, like I said, you can listen to this podcast and see how it affects your life, and, you know, what things you can do to implement that will probably foster greater outcomes for you and your family. If you guys have noticed, I've been trying to implement with new things with Mom's Heart's Desire to Heal. That is the reason why the podcast is once a month, because I'm working on wanting to do merchandise. I'm working on, right now I have a coaching plan that is $30 for 30 minutes, really, really cheap, not trying to take money from people, not trying to even call myself a medical professional or a mental health professional. It is a coaching plan that is flexible, that is feasible and affordable for people that just want to have the conversation about their co-parenting plans, their visitation, and, you know, their custody questions. Because I feel like with the pandemic and with everything that have happened, those resources within the courts were sucked up dry. And just the whole embarrassment and stigma behind those conversations, and the fact that I was really doing that in real life, like I was really counseling people at work through these experiences, because I work in the family court system. And, you know, like I said, I don't work in that division, but it was really interesting that sometimes I would think I was dealing with one thing, and then the mom or the dad would be like, hey, can I ask you a question? You know where I can sign up for child support? Or my co-parent didn't bring the child back home this weekend. Do you know what I could do? So I thought that this was a great way to help my community and my listeners who are co-parents or who might already be involved in the court system and need questions about that. So please, 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 if you need it, sign up for the coaching call. I am immediately going to get back to you as soon as I see the email. We can schedule a time and we can have that 30-minute call for $30. I'm sure the price will go up eventually, but right now I just kind of wanted to send out a feeler and see. I'm also doing an ebook that I'm working on as we speak, and that is also going to be for sale probably in the spring, summer months. And that's it. That is it, guys. I stayed a little bit over today, but I hope this was a good podcast episode. I hope you stay locked in with me. I sincerely am so fond of you guys that listen, that go on a page and like, that think that I'm humorous, and just continue to follow me and follow this podcast. New things, working on new things, looking on being more creative for you guys, because this is my community, and you know, I'm here. So have a great day. Enjoy your March. I will be back in April, as promised, one podcast a month, and I'm gonna hold myself to that. Bye.